years asked me at work what in the heck I was doing, walking, often in the freezing cold, straight up the bus line after being on my feet all day. But I enjoyed the notoriety, and better yet, saved $1 per day in bus tokens. In 1995, I got a job in London and reveled in trooping all over the west end of that historic old city, often to the consternation of male and female companions. After leaving London in 1999, I lived in four Latin American countries over the next 4 years. In each country, I continued this habit of walking what I then considered to be long distances of several miles at a time. I had come to love walking. And so it was with special interest that I read Bill Bryson's book about his Appalachian Trail adventures. Bryson and Katz, his hapless high school sidekick, both in their mid-40s, had set off to hike the entire trail, but ran into one problem after another. During their fourth week in the Great Smoky Mountains, after days of slogging through mud, slush, and even snow, they bailed out and took a bus to Shenandoah National Park in Northern Virginia. From there, they challenged the trail for a couple hundred more miles until a spooky encounter with a phantom bear shooed them once more. They disbanded but reconstituted their partnership in Maine, where in the 100-mile wilderness, Katz got lost. After a frightening search, they happened upon each other the next morning. That was the final straw. They immediately took the nearest side trail back to Silver.